This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Yeah, we'll see what happens with that. You know, you guys all know how I feel about Trey. He's a great player. I love Trey as a guy. He goes out and plays well every single Sunday. He's very productive. He's a guy that deserves to get paid and get paid what he wants and what the market is. So, you know, like I said, we'll see what happens with that. You know, I love Trey and hope he's with us.
Joe Burrow on Trey Hendrickson.
What does he care? He got all his receivers.
Surprising, really, to hear Burrow say nice things about a teammate in an interview. You wouldn't expect a player to do that normally. I had a funny kind of thought. I wanted to put it to you just to see of what level of rage you might reach if you actually like had to do this. You know, I'm just sort of sometimes when I'm on my computer, I have this, you know, pad. I don't have a separate mouse or anything like that. And I lose the arrow. Mm-hmm. I lose the guy here, right?
That happens to me. I've got two monitors here in the studio that I work off of, two desktops. And sometimes I'm moving the mouse around for a while trying to find it. Where is it? Where I'm moving it too fast and I'm alternating it between the screens. And this is not optimal.
So I'm, you know, light mode, and I'm just sort of trying to, I'm moving my finger all over the thing, just sort of aimlessly trying to get to a place where the arrow runs over something where I can see it moving, you know, right, as opposed to just like mostly the white Microsoft right. Word document.
Yeah.
And so on my browser, I'm doing this earlier today, and you know, maybe I just sort of clicked because I wasn't being successful and or just by accident. And I clicked over a little box, the top left of the screen, called apparently the Tab Actions menu. Did you know you had a Tab Actions menu?
I'm not familiar with the Tab Actions menu. No.
Yeah, I wasn't either. But here I click on the Tab Actions menu. And the first thing you can do on this menu is turn on vertical tabs. And I thought of you immediately. I thought of this as maybe the kind of thing if we did the picks bet and I won, you would have to go with vertical tabs for like a week. And all your tabs are on the left column instead of across the top.
Oh,
and that would like completely blow your mind,
that
right?
That would ruin my life.
Ruin your life.
Yeah.
Vertical
to
there's any you know, you've got people like that work here. They like the call screen program expanded to fit the whole screen. To me, that's a heinous act.
Right.
That is a monstrous act. Like, you people have their... But does anybody... Light mode, dark mode. Does anybody use vertical tabs? Anybody?
I'll bet some whack job out there prefers it for some reason. I don't know. The monitor is wider than it is tall. And so, right away, like, I can never have, I've got 6 open on this screen.
Six.
Four open on the other. And you know, I can see them all. And but if you get, well, maybe a there's room for a seventh, I think, on my one screen. But if I get to eight, it starts contracting them to the extent that you can't really see what's all there. And that would, so if it were on the left, in a column on the left side of the screen, there's less room for that, and I would have a harder time even knowing which ones were which.
Mm-hmm.
That would make me nuts.
And a lot of things would.
Yeah, many things do make me nuts. I'm, you know, neurotic isn't too strong about things like this for me. In fact, you know, as the show goes along every day, like these six tabs that I have open for now are going to be here right into the football season. Well, no, I shouldn't say that. Four of them will, because it's Bill's schedule, last year's standings, last year's stats. That's it for football right now. There's no need to have a full league schedule.
This is good. We're hearing now, and I'm happy to also volunteer mine, we're hearing now what your tabs are that are open.
Right. I still have, from when hockey ended, the Sabres season stats. I've got the Stanley Cup playoff bracket open, so I can hopefully quickly reference who played whom, you know, what round, whatever, and then the NHL schedule for, you know, day over day open on this screen. That, until the playoffs are over, most of that will stay the same. And when the playoffs end, the Sabres stats will be pertinent because we'll be talking about the Sabres in the offseason and okay. the draft and free agency and whatever. But when I, like, as the show's going on, occasionally I got to Google this or something and I might want to leave something open. If I get to an eighth tab, I got to close it right away. I can't, I got to use it and then get rid of it because everything's too.
Now everything's truncated.
And everything's too crushed together and I don't like it.
All right. I just counted. I have 20. Wow. 20 open. That, you wouldn't like that.
No, that would be a problem for me.
Twitter, email, fantasy, 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 mm-hmm. NFL schedule, fantasy, my son's high school, fantasy. How about me making time
for your son's
for
high
my
school?
Son?
Yeah, yeah. Well, you've only got the one screen,
I've only
too.
Half done.
So, you know,
oh. I'm only half done.
Right.
First 10, not promising, not proud. Then though, I've got a page for something pertaining to my son's school. Then fantasy baseball, fantasy baseball, fantasy recipe,
mm-hmm.
pro football reference, recipe, daily walk-off. I've been doing daily walk-off lately. Baseball trivia,
okay.
like Immaculate Grid.
Mm-hmm.
If you like baseball, daily walk-off's kind of fun. And then fantasy.
There's a lot of repetition there.
Well, you know, no two are the same.
But you're using them all, and that's,
no two are the
that's
same.
That's what matters.
That's repetition.
Yeah.
If I had two underdog sites open and two, no, you don't have that here. All they're all different.
Yeah.
Not even leagues. They're all different sites. Have you been looking at the Boston game, Boston-Baltimore game at all?
I just saw a second Devers home run in this inning. There was one while we were talking to Sam, I think, back in the 3:30 to 4:00 segment.
So it's 19-3. In the eighth inning, I think the Orioles were using a position player because he was throwing 57. And if that's a pitcher,
that's a good indicator
you're
that
fired.
It's not a regular pitcher. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know who the guy is, yeah. but 57. Wow. So they got off on him a little bit.
Well, you've only got the one, so that's 20 on one screen. I've got 10 between the two because the other screen is Twitter. I've got the Bills depth chart, and I like having that open.
I like the depth chart.
Not just for the Bills, but when we talk to our Atlanta guy, it's the Our Lads depth chart portal, so I can just go to Atlanta, go to, you know, whoever we're talking to, I quickly can get their depth chart out, and I like that. I still have a page with just a graphic with all the Bills draft picks on it, just because, you know, I don't know, it's a month ago already, but still, you never know. I like to have that. And then
I couldn't name them all.
And then I've got our YouTube stream.
All right.
Which I haven't looked at once today or yesterday, but it's there.
It's there.
If we need anything from that.
Wait, I should do that because then it counts.
Yeah, all right. And it's, yeah.
I had never thought of that.
That's directly show related, too.
Do we need one more? I don't know, but
right.
it would count.
Yeah.
I don't have to be actually watching it.
No, because it does.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
The count just has to be on.
Right. It does say how many people are watching there.
Yeah. This I know from my ADP chasing experience and the deep end where you look and you're like, okay, we got about 1,000 views, 2,000 people watching. That's pretty good. And then like you'll have the 8 people will like the video. 1,000 people are watching it at one time. 8 people have clicked the like button. And that's offensive. In that community, no. Just please go out of your way if you must and just click on the thumbs up. Do we have the thumbs up? We do. Yeah, all right. Please click the like button. Yeah. It helps to grow. I believe it helps to grow the program.
Does it tell
the algorithms like it when you get more likes?
Does it reveal the identity of the person clicking the like?
Not on YouTube.
Okay, I'm going to click it then. There. Oh, it wants me to sign in. Shut up.
You're not going to sign in.
Signing in. God. Why is everything going to be so hard?
I know. It is. It is like that.
It
is so hard.
Yeah. I can't even sign in. I got a new phone and like all the work stuff that I need to sign into. Luckily, I still get my email on my iPad. The work email is live there. I can't sign into anything because the hoops that I need to jump through, I can't. I don't know. My phone forgot who I am. Or like the security stuff through work. Through my phone. My new phone has thrown it all off, so I need to get that address.
This show must be sounding increasingly manic when it comes to technology. Maybe we're venturing too far in that direction. I bought the riding mower a month ago or whenever, not that long ago. And I remember I was talking about the video I was using to put it together, and then that disappeared. So at one point, I went to the live help.
Uh-huh. How'd that go?
And they wanted $10 that they would refund me once I completed. So the first, before I got an answer to any question, I needed my credit card. And I'm out.
Yeah, right.
I'm just not, no. I've already bought this from you.
Right.
I'm not giving you $10 just for the help function.
I gotta give you the credit card when I check into the hotel in case I go bananas on the minibar.
That I understand.
Yeah, I know. That's what this sounds like. I'm like, what? Why? I just need.
Tell me where the Fetzer valve is.
Right.
That's it. Can somebody just do that? No, they need money first. They need a deposit. They need a refundable deposit to answer a question about the Fetzer valve. It seems a little much.
Well, I did take a moment. You know, this is going to be a tease. Old school, pen and paper. I went through and looked up the Bills record from December 1 on.
Okay.
And we'll have that for you when we continue.
Oh, how many years?
Since 20. Since they got
5 seasons.
Since they reached contender status.
5 seasons.
Yeah.
Now we got a guy in this game throwing moonballs. Boston.
Is this a Red Sox position player now that's in pitching?
Who's Toro?
I don't know.
He's throwing moonballs with a 19-4 score. He'd better not be a pitcher.
What
are we doing here in this game in Boston?
Yeah.
What happened to this game? 19. This is a first game of a doubleheader.
Right.
It's another moonball. They're saving their relievers. Let's see a comeback. You're just going to throw moonballs up there?
There's no outs. Bases loaded.
Let's see a comeback. Let's see them have to pay for this. We've got a 16-run lead. I'm putting my shortstop in to pitch.
It's 15 now.
Let's see them have to pay for it. I'm going to be watching this during the break. Bulldogs, Bills record since December 1st, last 5 years. Maybe some power rankings. Dave Buchanan on the Bandits still to come. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog, WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Nerds.
Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.